JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello, and thanks for joining us in today's program. We focus on the National Center for Youth Development School Empowerment and Wellness Fair. And later in our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, the good old Jamaican coffee. This is Roundabout JA. Don't go anywhere. Some 200 residents of Hanover and Westmoreland communities have benefited from a recently held back-to-school empowerment and wellness fair. The fair was hosted by the National Center for Youth Development, the NCYD, and the Social Development Commission, the SDC, at the Upper Rock Spring Primary and Infant School in Hanover. NYCD Hanover Youth Empowerment Officer Don Marie Latouche says the project was aimed at offering information and services in the areas of empowerment and wellness.
We had an empowerment session and we were offering information on youth advancement. How can young people start getting actively participating in the process of their own development? We had free HIV testing that was facilitated by the Hanover Health Department. We had free blood pressure checks that was facilitated by the Jamaica Fire Brigade. And we had a Sandals Resort and Sandals Foundation who were there to engage persons about opportunities at hospitality.
Participants at the fair received back-to-school supplies, including stationery, shoes, car keys, and book vouchers, courtesy of the Sandals Foundation and Sandals Resorts, as well as Lucy business partners such as Sinclair's Bargain Center, CAP Sales and Services, UG's Better Buy, Tantan Restaurant, and the Hanover Cooperative Credit Union. The NYCD and SDC also partnered with the Jamaican Foundation for Lifelong Learning, National Youth Service, the NYS, and the Ministry of Labor and Social Security. And on the community notice board, the Kidney Support Foundation of Jamaica is inviting all to a special church service Sunday, August 31 at the Glad Tidings Open Bible Church, 1 Ebanks Avenue, Spanish Town, starting at 8 a.m. Dr. Tamu Davidson-Sadler, Senator Norman Grant, Custer Sophia Azan, and other members of the foundation will be in attendance.
It has come to the attention of the Ministry of Education that personnel in some schools are encouraging parents to purchase supplemental textbooks not on the list supplied by the school. The ministry is advising parents to only purchase books that are on the list supplied by the school. A message from the Ministry of Education.
Vision 2030 is Jamaica's first long-term national development plan. One of the objectives of Vision 2030 is for the island to develop an internationally competitive construction industry that supports economic development through the use of the best construction technologies and practices. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
My grandmother used to grow me on in the morning we would have our coffee made in the coffee bag. You understand? She'd make it out of her old trousers pocket. Put the coffee in there, boil the water, throw it in the bag, make coffee. And let me tell you one thing, her coffee bag always have a hole. So the drugs would go down into the coffee and she didn't have a strainer. So we, the grandchildren, had to drink it with the drugs, right? Then she would make like a dumpling, open the fire hot, like it because we use the wood fire, put it in there to bake, share it with your coffee. And guess what? It was always the good old coconut milk. Alethea Sinclair. I'm from Moravia.
Share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica with us. Email tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses@gis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company on today's program. I'm Camelia Guthrie for producer Casita Irving and studio engineer Joel Samuels. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.